This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Belinda Hernandez. Date of birth, July the 18th, 1973. Case ID number 2631898. Examination date, September the 27th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 8/11/2021. And a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022 and 12/17/21, as well as medical records from Norma Iglesias dated 7/16/21. Identifying information, this is a 48-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of breast cancer stage 2, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, and chronic fatigue syndrome. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked at cleaning houses and businesses for approximately 15 years. During that time, she worked 4 hours per day, 3 to 4 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, breast cancer, stage 2. Number 2, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. And number 3, chronic fatigue syndrome. History of allegations. Number 1, breast cancer, stage 2. The claimant states that in July of 2020, she presented to Dr. Norma Iglesias, secondary to having 3 large masses on the right side of her breast. She was diagnosed at that time with stage 2 breast cancer. She went on to have biopsies done on the right breast, and it was located between 8 o'clock and 12 o'clock noon. The size of the tumor was 12 centimeters by 13 centimeters and appeared to be 3 lumps of one large tumor. She was diagnosed in 2021 with invasive ductal carcinoma, grade 2, metastatic to right axillary lymph nodes, ER-28%, PR-0%, HER-2, positive plus 3, KI-67 to 37%, stage T3N1MO stage 3A. She also states that in February 2022, she had a right total mastectomy. Initially, she went on to have chemotherapy with TCHP Q3 weeks times six cycles, and along with BI radiation -0 incomplete. Her axillary nodes ipsilateral were positive. At the present time, she's receiving chemotherapy as another round of treatment. Because of lack of funds, the claimant had a delay in surgery, and also because the tumor was so large that they had to shrink it with radiation and chemotherapy. The claimant appears to be weak at this time and not doing well secondary to getting treatments of chemotherapy. Her oncologist is Dr. Gumari. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in July of 2020, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease. The claimant's creatinine level is 0.4, and she does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet, but especially of her hands. She checks her blood glucose level 2 times per day and states that the lowest it's ever been was 180 mg/dL, and the highest that it's ever been was a 705 mg/dL. Her husband states that it usually comes out between 160 to 180 mg/dL. At the present time, she's on insulin and taking Levemir 8 units BID. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 11.4, which is very high and uncontrolled. Her condition is not stable at this time, but being treated. Allegation number three, chronic fatigue syndrome. The claimant states that since she was diagnosed with right-sided breast cancer and she has been receiving chemotherapy and radiation, she has had a chronic fatigue. She denies any fractures or surgeries other than the right mastectomy, but has had radiation therapy and injections given. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every morning. The claimant has pain in her right upper axillary area, which radiates into her right chest area, and consequently has a burn on her skin secondary to all the chemotherapy that has been given. She also has pain in her left upper arm as well, secondary to nodes being positive in that area as well. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, sometimes going to the grocery store, doing a little cooking, but not doing the laundry or any other exercises. She does not sleep during the day. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 15 minutes, climb 4 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and can write a little bit, use a coffee cup, sometimes cook an egg, sweep a little bit, and lift 1 to 2 pounds. She is unable to button her clothes or use her hands, such as for opening up a jar. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her family doctor is Dr. Dario Arango. She does take Tylenol 650 milligrams BID for pain, which she states gives her no relief. Because the claimant is so weak, she does no physical activity. Family history. The mother died at the age of 68 from uterine cancer. Medications. Duloxetine, 60 milligrams BID. Exemestane, 25 milligrams QD. That's E-X-E-M-E-S-T-A-N-E. And Levemir, 8 units, sub-Q, BID. Medical problems. vitamin D deficiency, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, uncontrolled, comma, right breast invasive ductal carcinoma, stage 2, being treated at this time, comma, electrolyte imbalance, comma, chronic fatigue syndrome, secondary to being treated with chemotherapy and radiation. Major surgeries, right breast mastectomy with removal of the right axillary nodes as well as the left axillary nodes performed in February 2022. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but did have seizures at one time when her blood glucose level was above 700. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 105 pounds, height 58 and 3/4 inches, BP 122 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 87 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 21, general. This is a 48-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is severely depressed. She appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented with her husband for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to after the third sentence? The claimant had missing front teeth secondary to the radiation and the chemotherapy and other studies that were performed. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to lungs after the last sentence? There is a 14-centimeter left horizontal chest scar that radiates into the axillary area where a right-sided total mastectomy was performed with nodal removal. There is also surrounding areas of the skin that appear to be burned. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant did have mild clubbing and cyanosis on both of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, and the claimant appeared to have some mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant appears to have skin burn lesions in the area where radiation was given. No other lesions were appreciated over the body. The area where the radiation was given is approximately 10 inches by 6 inches area. and is secondary to the radiation that was given. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She had decreased thought processes and her memory was spare. Concentration was poor, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function, please? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially the right upper extremity secondary to the surgery. Joint swelling was noted in her hands and in her ankle area. The claimant does appear to have mild erythema and bruise-like skin around the area where radiation was performed. There is the deformity of not having a right breast secondary to a right total mastectomy. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. However, the claimant has decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper extremities, especially on the right side. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially of the hands. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty and squatting and getting up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels or toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time and did not present with one. Neurological. Grip strength is +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant is unable to make a full closed fifth and has signs of a claw hand. She has difficulty in pinching and opposing fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, position sense for the hands and for the feet. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms of the upper extremities. Muscle strength is +3/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle medium to large size objects or even small objects at this time. She has told me that she is able to drink from a coffee cup, but sometimes has to use both hands. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the right upper extremity and of the right chest area where a total mastectomy was performed. She is unable to heel and toe walk, but can walk tandemly. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to chronic fatigue, bilateral upper extremity weakness, uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, and present treatment of a right-sided breast cancer, which has been treated with mastectomy and with chemotherapy at this time. Probable diagnosis. Number one, breast cancer, stage 2, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant appears to have been aggressively treated and has not recovered from the radiation chemotherapy or the surgery at this time. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has a hemoglobin A1C of 11.4, which is very uncontrolled and not stable at this time. She is being treated with Levemir 8 units BID, but does not appear to be sufficient at this time. Allegation number 3, chronic fatigue syndrome, secondary to the treatment for the breast cancer, which appears to be causing muscle wasting and weakness at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Belinda Hernandez Soto.